Vayter and Shasra and Daf Lamed Zayin, picking up a Lamed Vav Amud Beis by the bottom of the page, nine lines up from the bottom of the Amar Rava. We have said in a statement in the Mishnah just said that Ein Ogdin Es HaLulav Ela B'Mino, you can only go ahead and be Ma'aged, do Eged and Lulav, wrap them all up together, bundle them up with something with his own min, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, on the Gemara, had said that Rava says, even Basiv, Afila Be'ikra, Afila Be'dikla, even with like the vines or the bark of the tree itself, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to use. Now, where we said, V'amar Rava, a couple lines down from that, second word in the line, V'amar, nine lines up, V'amar Rava, Mina Minala, where do I get this from? Where do I get this concept that I'm even allowed to use these different things in order to be able to go ahead and wrap up the lulav? Like, maybe it has to only be done with the actual lulav branch itself. Who says I could use even the vine of it or even the bark of it? So a little bit of a build up to it. How do these things are considered part of the lulav? The times we learned in the Braisa. Basukos teishvu, the pasuk says you shall sit in sukkahs. Basukos teishvu shivas yamim. Sukkah shall kol davar. So we see that a sukkah can be made out of anything. Basukos teishu teaches we darshan sukkah shall kol davar, meaning the schach of this is allowed to be made from anything. Divrei Rabbi Meir, azag is looked up Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, a sukkah is only allowed to be with something from the arba minim. The schach has to be made out of one of the dalab minim. V'adin nosein. And also you can figure this out through a kal v'chomer. Why is that? Umal lulav shein og b'alei l'skabiyamim. We know that lulav, it's more mekel. It's not at night. It's only during the day. And who knows, gel barba's minim. We're only allowed to use those four different minim that we have. Lulav, esrog, hadas, and ravos. And so therefore, a sukkah shein og b'alei l'skabiyamim, but sukkah, which is more machmir, that it's done at night and at day, in odin shalotei el barba's minim, is an obvious that also it can only be used as the arba's minim. The more mekel one has this chomer, clearly the more machmir one has this chomer as well. They can only use it with the Dalit Minim. Amrulo, they responded to him by saying, listen, Kol din shata dan tchilasu lahachmir, v'sofa lahakel eno din. Whenever you try to make a kal v'chomer, and it ends up with a kula, then we don't look at that as a kal v'chomer. It gets blown out of the water. And in this case, it's exactly what just happened. Beep, turn the page. Why is that? Lamazanim and Aleph. Lo matzar bos minim. Because if you're telling me that the only time you're going to make a sukkah, the schachas, with the arba minim, then what happens if a person doesn't find one of the arba minim? Then what's the din? Yoshev Abata is not going to be doing the mitzvah of sukkah at all. And as Rashi points out, so you find that it comes out that this is a cow, this is more mekel, and the din was to go and to teach a more machmir type of thing, mitchiloso, right? So therefore, in such an instance, when it comes out that it's going to be more mekel, it's not considered a kal v'chomer. Torah Omer, we know what the Torah says, but sukkah says, you got to sit there for 7 days, sukkah shall kol davar, which we actually doesn't mean that it has to be, that the schach can be out of anything and not only those particular things. V'chim be'ezer Omer, and similarly by Ezra, it says, tzu ha'har v'havyu alei zayis v'alei eitz, shemen v'alei hadas v'alei tamarim v'alei eitz avos, la'asos sukkos kakasuv. To make sukkahs, meaning for the schach, but nonetheless, what's the pasuk say? Tzua harva view ali, go out to the mountains and bring back all these different types of things, branches with olives and all different things that are not only the four different minim that we have over here. So what do you see? They're allowed to use anything. Now, the Gemara comes back now and says, Rabbi Yehuda Savri, he says, Hani l'defanos. That pasuk is only talking about Defanos, that's talking about the walls, not about the actual schach. Ali hadas, v'ali tamarim, v'ali eitz avos, l'schach. Only the part of the pasuk that says, ali hadas, v'ali tamarim, v'ali eitz avos, that's talking about the schach, and that stuff, which is part of the, which is one of the dalad minim. We're almost there, explaining how we know that the other stuff can be used as the egget, as the binder, as the thing that's going to bring them all together, as a bundle it up. Utananim, we have a mishnah, which we learned earlier, Mesachin ben Nesarim de Rabbi Yehuda. We're allowed to go ahead and we're allowed to do schach with Nesarim. Nesarim are boards. Now, what are these Nesarim made out of? They're made out of the actual trunk of the tree itself. So you see that, what, at the end of the day, what are we coming out to say? That all these different things are the minim, are still considered the min itself, and the letter be used in order to go ahead and to be ma'agid, right? So it says Masachem Sarim de Rebbehuda Alma Siv Ikra de Dilka de Dikla Mina de Luvo. We see these are considered the ivy, the stuff that wraps around and the trunk of the tree itself are considered part of the lulav itself. Shma Mina. Now we go in attack mode. Umi Amar of Yehuda, Arbas Minim Ein In Midah Chini Lo. Is it really true that Yehuda holds you can only do it with the four Minim, but you're not allowed to use anything else in order to use a Schach? V'atanya, we're willing to Nebraisa. Sicha b'Nisarim Shel Erez, Sheish Pem Arba Tvachim. It's straight up. If you did Schach with Nisarim, boards of Erez. Oh, what's Erez? Erez seemingly is Eitz Erez is not the same as Eitz Dekel. Eitz Erez, Sheish Pem Arba Tvachim. Divrei Hakol. Psula, everybody says that it's going to be puzzle, but Ein Behen Arba Tfachim doesn't have Adav Tfachim. The Rebbe Meir says it's puzzle, you post self. Rebbe Huda Machsher, he machshers it. He says it's going to be good. Umod Rebbe Meir, Shem Yesh Bein Nesla Neser, Kamlo Neser. If there's a space in between the boards, the amount of space of a Neser itself, then Shem Yesh Psal Benem, you can go Psal, which means good Tzchach in between it, Uksher, and it will be good. But what he's seen nonetheless, Rebbe Huda says that Erez is good for Tzchach. Ah, even though Erez isn't one of the Dal Minim. No, you got it all wrong. My errors, what do you mean by errors in this context? It's hadas. It means hadasim. Kidrav bar Rav Huna. Dabar Rav bar Huna, Amar bei Rav. Asara mine arozen. Hey, there are 10 different types of errors. Shenemar's pasuk says, etin bamidbar errors, shita vehadas, etc. And what we're talking about over here is the errors that was a hadas. So, Sikkum, what have we just seen? We saw that the Mishnah started by you. The only thing you're allowed to bundle up the lulav with is something to its own min. And then the opening statement of Rava was in the Gemara that even Siv, I feel Ikra B'dikla, even with the vines and even with the trunk itself, you're allowed to use. Clearly, it must be that, behold, that these things are considered Mino. And as we say from the Pasuk that used up something, which seems to say you're allowed to use Chachim from something which is not Mino, we started to say that's not true. That's actually considered a Hadas. All right, we're on to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir had a bit of an argument with Rabbi Yehuda on the Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah said, you're only allowed to be ma'agin and wrap all the things together with its min. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, nope, I feel of a chut p'mashicha. Even any sort of string, you're allowed to go and use to go ahead and wrap them up together. Tanya, we learned that in Abraisa. I'm Rabbi Meir. Maisa b'yakiru Yerushalayim is a story with the chashva people in Yerushalayim. Shaya ugdenes luvehen b'gimonia silzav. They used to wrap up their lulavs with these strings made out of gold. Amrulo, and they said to him, they said, the Chum said, Misham Raya, bring your Raya from over there. What's going on? But Minoy Ogden, Osam Lamata, they used to do it by its own min underneath. And therefore, what they did is they just put the gold on top of it. Therefore, don't bring me a Raya, because really underneath it was stuff that's actually its own min. Amrulo Rabbalan, whom Migadle, Hoshana, Deve, Reish, Galuza. Galuza. Rabba came and he went to those that were the Megadle Oshana, the ones that would actually set up the lulavim. They would be ma'agid them. They would be binding them and bring them all together. And the ones who were in charge of the race, Galusa. He said to them as follows, Ki gad liso shana devere shalusa. When you go ahead and gad lisu means when you go and you wrap them all together and you bind them together, shari be'siyad, make sure you leave a be'siyad, which means a place underneath which you're wrapping it that you can hold on with your actually hand. So there won't be any sort of chatzitza between your hand, Rashi says, maybe it's not going to be considered lekicha, because you're supposed to go ahead. You're supposed to be able to grab onto the actual lulav itself. So therefore, make sure that you leave a little bit over at that point. Now, says the Gemara, Rava Amar, Rava comes along, he speaks up against Rabba. He says, Kolano, so Enochotzes, anything which is used in order to beautify it is not considered chatzitza, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay, Vamar Rabba, another statement to Rabba, Lo Lindkit Inish Shoshana B'Sudra, don't go ahead and take your Dalad Minim with your Sudra, with your scarf. Make sure that your hand is the one thing that is directly touching it. Rashi says, Kishanot Lotzes Bo, Lo Yuchach Sudra Shbing Sefava Yada V'Yachos Boluv, don't wrap it around your hand, it comes like a glove, and then use it. Rather pick it up straight. Because it has to be a complete type of taking, and you're lacking that upside your hand itself. Okay, Rava Amar, he argues, he says, going in and taking something through something else, that's considered lakicha, therefore there'd be no problem if this is in between it. Amar Rava, if the scarf is in between his hands and the actual thing itself, and the actual lulav. Amar Rava. Rava comes and he says, Mina minila, how do I know the dikla, the likicha, he did the acher, shmo likicha, that actually is not a problem to do such a thing, right? He says, not an issue. Go ahead and pick it up even with the scarf. To take something through with something else is not an issue. The Tanan, we learn in Mesechus Parah, Mishnayas. The Mishnah in Parah that says, Ezov Katzar. Let's say you have an Ezov Katzar. Now, what is an Ezov Katzar? Now, we know about Ezov. We said many times, it's a hyssop. And in order to go ahead and to be metaher, someone or something that became tummy, you have to go and you have to dip it into the water. There's a whole mixture of ashes and water. And you dip it in, and then you go and you spritz on the person or on the keli. So Ezov Katzar, let's say you have, it's a short Ezov. It's not long where you go and you dip it into whatever it is that you have holding on all your stuff. But rather, you go ahead, and what you would do is it was too short; it wouldn't be able to touch the water in the little pit that was set up. Then mesapko bechut ubekush. What you do is that you make it you work it out, right? Bechut ubekush by using a string or using a type of kli that's used in order to spin things. Rashi explains a little bit the process of what we're talking about over here. It says, Ezov Katzar, Shemivian Mechatas Meir Leir. They used to bring him to every city, Bishofferes Shulkanim, Arukos. It was in a tube that's made out of reeds, and that's what he used to keep it. And then they go and they would dip the stuff into it whenever they needed to be able to use it. So, Ezov Katzar, Mesapka Bechutu Bechush, so you go and you attach to it. V'tovel U'mayla, and then you dip it and you pull it out. V'ochiz Be'ezov Maza, then you go and you hold onto it and you spritz. Frakta Gemara, Amai, why are you allowed to do this in the first place? V'lokach V'tovel Amrachmano, the Pasuk says V'lokach, and you to take it, it's talking about the hyssop, this little plant, and then you go ahead, V'tovel, and you dip it in. So therefore, it must mean that you're supposed to be taking it with your hand. Must be lakicha. Is shma lakicha. It's not an issue. It's considered lakicha if you're taking it from something else. Rashi says shma mina lakicha umiu kishu maze. When you actually do the spritzing, in that case, sarich lechos beizov. You have to actually hold on to it. Why? B'neishim also b'sipuko humenanea kan bekan. If you hold it with the thing attached to it, so it's going to be flipping and flopping all over the place. So you know, mechavin or mazal, the kli, it's not going to actually hit the kli you're trying to get it on with the person. In fact, the Gemara minai, who says, why are you bringing me a raya from the Parah Aduma to come and tell me that this also applies by a lulav as well? Dilma shiny asamir, but that's no good. Kevin de chabre kegufe dame, since it was attached, it's like it itself. And therefore, it's not an issue, but by us, when you go and you hold your lulav and your esrog, you put some sort of scarf in between it, so then it's not considered like it's taking it because it's not attached to it. So therefore, that's not a good raya. Ela mehacha. So Rava comes and gives another reason why we say that Adidavracha is not considered a chatzitza. Nafal mishfoferes lashokes pasal. What happens if you have, and we know that the way that it's supposed to be done is, as famous to be, Mayim chayim el keli. That the Gemara explains in Sota that the first thing that you're supposed to do is that you put the water into the actual kli itself, and then velo yafsik efer b'nehem, and v'had d'chsev v'nasan alav mayim ukmino la'arvan. Then you go and you put the ashes from the paraduba on top of that, and then by the pasuk says v'nasan alav mayim, you put water on it. That means the mixing aspect of it. So let's say you have the shvoferes, which is like this reed type of container. You have the stuff, and then it accidentally falls in to the water source. What's going to be the din in such a case? It's going to be pasul. Beep, turn the page. Daf lamazanim abeis. Ha, what does that imply? Don't know if you fell in accidentally, is it going to be a problem because you have to have kavana to put it in? But ha, yipilo hu kasher. If you actually had in mind to go and put it in there, it wouldn't be a problem. Rashi says, b'miskavin, do me the nafal me'alav, shaloachas be'efer atzmo, aloachas b'shvo feris, v'naro l'toch shalkas kasher. Which implies that if it was no good, if when you fell in, you didn't touch it with your hands, but it fell in, that it's not going to be good without kavana. So whatever, you do have kavana, so then it's not going to be a problem. Mahoy pilu hu kasher. Wow, we have a bit of a problem. Amai, in fact, why would it be good? V'lachu v'nasan rechon. The pasuk says you have to take it and you have to give, which seems to say taking and giving, you have to actually be holding on to it. Elolav shema mina must be l'kicha yidei davar acher. Shema l'kicha, taking something through something else, which is interposing between your hand and itself, is considered like it is a lekicha itself, and therefore it's not a problem. Sab lekicha, v'amar Rabba. Now, even another idea from Rabba, lo lodutz inish lulva behoshana, the dilma nasi tarpe v'avichatzitza. A person shouldn't go ahead and pull the lulav down into the a whole bundle there. So you have, let's say, you write, say, the dasan, let's say the arevos, and you take a look from the top and you pull down. What might happen is you're going to pull off some leaves, and those leaves are not going to get stuck between the adasim and the arevos, right? Let's say between the hadas and the lulav and the arevos and the lulav, because we'll knocked off parts of it. It's no longer connected to it. So lo lodus inis lulva boshana, you shouldn't go ahead and pull it down through that middle over there. Right, Rashi says, don't kind of slip it in over there, because you're going to have a problem. The dumb, some of the leaves are going to come off, have a chatzitza, and then you're going to end up having a chatzitza. Now, Rava comes against this. Rava Amar, min bemino eno chotzeitz. These are the same min, it's the same thing, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza, and everything is good and dandy. Rashi says, there's a Mosif Rashi in Bechoris that says, ve'ilu shneihem minachad, it's considered like it's one min. V'amar Rabba comes as another thing. Lo legos inish lulva boshana, a person should go ahead and cut from the bottom, this is talking about, of your lulav, every lulav. Let's say you cut it from the bottom of the lulav. Once you have this whole egged, which is put together, make sure you don't do it. Why? The mishtairei hutza, because what ends up happening is you might cut it, and then you're going to have some of the lulav itself, the leaf of the lulav, is going to be getting stuck between the lulav and the hadas, or between the lulav and the arava, and their sorav, ava chetzitza, is going to be chetzitza. Rava, my Rava says, don't worry. Right, so what we're worried about is that as you cut it, you're going to have the leaves of the lulav itself are going to separate, and they're going to be considered not connected to the middle one, and therefore it's going to create a chatzitza. Rava Amar, min bemino eino chotzeis. It's not chatzitza, it is fine. Okay, Vamar Rabba. Rabba comes along and he says the following, hadas shel mitzvah. If you have a hadas that's used for the mitzvah, you have it set up for success, also the riachbod is also to go out and to smell that thing. You're not allowed to smell it. Says Rashi, the gamin misukka, the alfinim aperikam, we learn from there, the chal shem shamayim alatzi sukka comes on, alatzi sukka comes shem shamayim, le'asar ba'ana, kol shiva, hol hooks on the mitzvah, since it's set aside for the mitzvah itself. So therefore, when it comes to the hadas, which is something which is nice smell, good looking, good smell, then what happens, also the riachbod, you're not allowed to go, it's also to smell it. You're not allowed to during sukkah smell it. Esrog shel mitzvah. That is about a hadas. Hadas shel mitzvah asur l'riachbo. But esrog shel mitzvah mutar l'riachbo. You're allowed to smell an esrog. My time, what's pshah? What's the difference? Because hadas the l'riach koy. When it comes to hadas, the these are things which are the myrtle branch. These are things which are made specifically there in order to go ahead and to smell a certain way. So, therefore, you can go ahead and says that Rabbi Hadash al Mitzvah asa l'riachbo, esok shal mitzvah is going mutar l'riachbo, my time, Hadash l'riachbo, okay, that's what it says for smell. So, kika atzia m'riach ha'aktsia, when you go and you set it and you put it aside, it's you're putting it aside for the mitzvah, but not for the selling, and therefore a person can go ahead and they continue with the selling. Rashi says, m'riach ha'shu derech ha'nasa ha'aktsia. Akse, like muksa, set aside. Shuderech hanoso akse, therefore it's going to be muksa. Esog, the achilakoy, when it comes to esog, which is something which you go and you eat, akse, we say, ki akse, mericha akse. Esog, the achilakoy, the reason for esog is in order to go and eat. Ki akse, mechila akseya. When you go and you set it aside, you're setting it aside in order not to be able to be eaten. But now there's no issue with going ahead and smelling it. Now we go and we branch out a little bit to Shabbos. V'almer Rabba, hadas b'mechuber, you have a hadas, which is connected to a tree. Mutar l'riach bo, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to smell it. And again, what are we talking about now? We're talking about on Shabbos. Esog b'mechuber, if esog is attached, then asar l'riach bo, it's asar to go and smell it. My taima, hadas l'riach bo. The answer is, what's the difference between the two of them? Hadas is made in order to smell. Ish harislei lo asar l'migzayei. If we go out and we say, okay, you could smell it, and talking about when it's still connected to the actual building, and you have to go ahead and, I don't know why I say connected to the building, I mean connected to the earth itself. Ish harislei lo asar l'migzayei. No one's going to come to cut it off. Esog de chilakai, but esog, which is there in order to eat, if you let him go ahead and start smelling it, he's going to come, chalila, to come to take it off and start, causing issues with doing it like that. And that you can't do. Rashi says, aval esog de chilakai, ki murachle, minche ut. talish v'achale. And v'afim ochal b'mechaber, even if you let's say it in separate, you just, while it's connected to the actual tree, you took a bite out of crime. And the talish godo mezid, Rav Talish is even greater than that, doing such a thing. Isharis le'asa le'migzia, if we let you go out and you smell that, then what we're worried about is if it's going to come to actually cut off the tree, and that's a problem. V'yamarabba, Rabbi comes along and he says another idea, lulav b'yamin v'asig b'smol. You hold the lulav in your right hand, you hold the asig in your left hand. My time of was the pshat. Hani tlosa mitzvah, so I had the mitzvah, because the right hand is more chashuv, and this one is three mitzvahs. That one is only one mitzvah. And therefore, you hold the one with the three, with the lulav in it is the three, then you hold it in your right hand. V'haichad. Okay. Amar lei Reb Yirmi l'Reb Zera, Reb Zrika. My tam lo mevarchinan ela al netilas lulav. Why is it that we go ahead and when we take the Aris Minim, we only make the bracha on lulav? What about everything else? The Gemara, hoil v'gavoa mikan, since it's something which is taller than over here, and that's the lulav. The lulav is much taller. It's Rashi chashavu v'nikra eged ashmo. It's chashav that the eged is called on its name. This is a Gemara. V'lag be'lasig l'varach. That's what you're talking about because it's the tallest, it's the biggest. It's just lift up the esok higher and then go ahead and make the bracha on the esok first. Amaleis back to maholu b'mino gavoa mikulam. I didn't mean to say, you're saying, that because of the fact that lulav is taller than esok, and if you lift the esok higher, it'll be taller than lulav. Amalei, a holu b'mino gavoa mikulam. Since the regular min of an esok grows large, of the lulav grows higher, Rashi says, b'mino gavoa mishloshtan, and adds the Marsar Shas, that ilano gavoa. That's the reason why you do it. Not because of the fact that you can lift it higher or lift it lower, right? But rather, as Rashi said, it alludes back to the Gemara Lamed Beis, that the lulav should be a tefach above the adasim the rovas. Make sure you lift it up a little bit higher. So just lift up the esok above and you'll have it taller. It says, no, what we're saying is hol b'mino gavoa mekulin, since in its min it's taller than all of them, therefore make sure that you carry there. This one's a little shorter, this one's a little taller, this one's that. I don't care. Generally, they're taller. Therefore, the lulav goes in the right hand. Weiter in the next Mishnah, here we go. So let us delve into the world of shakeity shake shake shake. Veheichan hayimunan, and where is it that they would go out and they would shake the lulav? Answer Gemara: Bahudu Hashem kitov kilav chazov tchila ubasof. You know that comes up twice. And the first time we say Hudu Hashem kitov, and at the end of Hallel, those two times, the middle and the end of Hallel, tchila ubasof. Va'ana Hashem oshiyana, you shake up Ana Hashem oshiyana. Devi beis Hillel, ubisham af ba'ana Hashem atzlichana. They even do it during Ana Hashem Hatzlicha no. Good old machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, so far you see Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. I was watching Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, when they were davening, Shekola Am Hayim Inadim, and Suluveim, everyone was going and shaking around. Him lo nanu ella ba'ana Hashem Hoshiyana. They only did about Hashem Hoshiyana. It's like the Halakha Gemara. Ninua mandakar Shemei. It's like the first Gemara in Shas and Brachos. It says Tanahikakoi in the middle, like all of a sudden you're talking to me as if I know what you're talking about. Whoever said you have to shake it in the first place, you're telling us when you shake it. So Gemara, what are you talking about? What do you mean, where are we talking about? Hasam Koi. We're talking about when we mentioned earlier. Dav Chavtesha, the Mishnah, says Kol Lulav, Sheishbo Shlosha Tvachim, Kedin Lanei Abo Kasher. Anything has three Tvachim in order to go and to shake it, that's going to be Kasher. V'ka'amar, Heichan Menanin. And on that is where we're going. Rashi says Kedin Lanei, Alma Mitzvah Lanei, Kedin Lakaman, Latzer Ruchos, the Mitzvah to shake it, in order to stop the bad winds, V'talim Rayim, and all the bad water, that's all the dew, bad dew. Kol Lulav, Sheishbo Shlosha Tvachim, Kedin Lanei Abo Kasher, V'ka'amar, Heichan Menanin. And now over here we're saying, so when do we go and do it? A Mishnah in Menachos. Shtei Alechem, Shtei Kivsei Atzeres. The two Lechem. What's the Shtei Alechem and the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres? What is this talking about? This is talking about Shavuos. And Shavuos, they would go and give what's called the Shtei Alechem. There's two things made of bread. And the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, the two Kivasim, the two lambs that were brought. And how would they go and do this case of the Rosa? Maniach Shtei Alechem Magabi Shnei HaKvasim. They would put the two breads on the two kvasim, the two things. Maniach Yodot Tachteim. Put their arms, their hands underneath. Umeinif and do Hanafa. Do a waving process. Umolich. It would be Umeinif. Umolich Umevi Meila Umayrid. It would be Molich, which means it would stretch it out. Umevi and bring it in. Meila, lift it up, and then Morid and bring it down. Shenemer, the pasuk says Asher Hunaf VaAsher Huram. Rashi points out that this pasuk is actually not found by the Kivsei Atzeres. It's really by the Miluim, but we learn out all the tenufos from that the storyline. Amar Rav Yochanan comes and he says, "Molech umevi lemi she'ar beruchos shelo." We go out and we push it forward. We extend it out and we bring it in order to go, and we do it in all different directions that we're doing this to show that the four different directions really belong only to Hashem. Someone's in charge here. Mitzvah, Rashi says, "Mitzvah zu anu osim l'shmo kain mare." In order to go ahead to show this, that we actually do this thing. Mailu morid l'mi she'shamayim v'aretz shelo. We lift it up and down to show to who belongs everything, the shamayim and the aretz. But my rav and master hachi, and my rav and eretz, so they did it as follows. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, molich umevi k'dei latzer ruchos ros. They'll bring it, push it forward and then bring it back in order to stop the ruchos ros, the bad wind. That shouldn't mess up with the mess the crops and do bad things. Mailu morid kedei la'atzer t'lolim ra'im. And they would bring it up and down in order to stop the t'lolim, the tal, the bad dew that could come about. Rav Yosi bar Avin v'itaim Rav Yosi bar Zvila Zosameris. What do we learn out from what we just said? This comes to tell us, beep, turn the page. Even leftover from a mitzvah can save us from evil things happening. Rashi says that watch your mitzvah shirayim she ain't ikker la akev kapara. If we actually didn't do the shaking, so then it's not going to be ma'akev. Afal pikin chashuva hi la akev is a pronus. It holds back bad things from happening. Sharei tenufa shari mitzvah. That's the thing. The whole thing is tenufa is a leftover part of the mitzvah itself. It's not a ma'akev. Votzeres ruchos utalim roim, and it stops these bad winds and these bad dews from coming about. And here comes the kicker. V'amar Rava v'chem lulav. So too, this all this is with a lulav. Okay, ending with the last point. V'achav Yaakov mamti lehu ma'isilei. He would go and you put it forward and you bring it back. Amar Dain, and he would say when he did this, he would say Dain gira b'ini sitna. This is an arrow in the eyes of the satan. Why? Rashi points out because what does the satan see? Rashi says arei ze lechitz b'inav shel satan. It's an arrow in his eyes. Shiro b'inav she'in bo koach lenatik marlin ol mitzvos. He doesn't have the koach to stop us from doing mitzvos and taking the yoke of mitzvos upon us. V'lav milsi, but it's not a good idea to do this. Mishum da'asi li'gruy bay, because if you do that, then you're basically taking on the satan. You're tempting him. Rashi says she is garibo satan shu yitzhar v'yaseanu litos me'al kono v'yumsaratzon adover. He's going to do everything he can in order to mess with you, to stop you from being able to connect with Hashem. So it's better not to say that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.